Module 6, the first improvement concept, value. The Kano model is a theory of product development and customer satisfaction. When introduced in the 80s, the model challenged traditional customer satisfaction models that more is better, i.e., the more you perform on each service attribute, the more satisfied the customer will be. The Kano model assumes that every customer has a unique preference and that a product has attributes that have different values to different customers. Basic characteristics. Kano characterizes the attributes of a product into three classes. Number one, must-be attributes, represents basic musts or functions expected of a product or service. When present, they are neutral. When absent, they dissatisfy customers. Number two, performance attributes, directly linked to voiced demands of customers, relative to quality and their willingness to pay, enhances satisfaction. Number three, surprise and delight factors. These factors excite the customer and satisfy a latent need. Their presence increases satisfaction, their absence does not decrease it. Source of differentiation. Satisfiers. To identify the satisfiers customers are looking for, there is a number of ways to gather data. Competitive analysis, interviews, surveys, search logs, usability testing, customer forums. Delighters. To seek business opportunities in areas of improvement, there are a number of resources available, including field research, marketing, branding vision, industrial design, packaging, call center data, site logs. From the input gathered, brainstorm a list of features and functionality for the product you intend to improve. Applying the Kano model. The Kano classification process is straightforward and simple. Identify the voice of the customer. Analyze and rank the voice of the customer. Then rank into categories called critical to quality characteristics, CTQs. Dissatisfied, must be, cost of entry. Satisfier, more is better, competitive. Delighter, latent need, differentiator. Evaluate current performance. Case study. Chester was attempting to lean out his business. He was discussing the five principles of lean businesses with his department managers. He started by talking about the value of what they were making and posed questions about the new and constant needs of the customers, where they were falling short, and where they were in relation to the competition. They also discussed how to improve the flow of materials to the company and products to the customer. A new concept for the managers was the pull manufacturing philosophy, which advocated the customer's demand instance should trigger the manufacturing process, as opposed to the push philosophy, which stated that they should produce based on an estimate of future demand.